So now we're taping again. You were about to say, Celia, about Jewish shop owners.
The Jewish shop owners in Glace Bay were very, very good with the foreigners.
The foreigners.
Because the foreigners always paid their bills.
Yes.
And they were foreigners themselves.
They came over here. Yes. Yeah.
From Eastern and Central Europe.
Exactly,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Russia, Poland.
And most of them spoke Polish. And Mom and Pop could speak Polish as well. Yeah. So, and they could, well, it was like for them to speak their own language, really. Yeah. You know,
well, the immigrants could speak with the shop owners about, and bargain and whatever. Like, you remember Julia said she was born in Poland, because Poland occupied Ukraine when she was born. Mm-hmm. And but they had Polish passports.
Is that village Krasna in Poland or Ukraine
it
right now?
It was then.
It's now in Ukraine?
No, it was always Ukraine.
It was always Ukraine. But after the First World War, I think I told you this in the, in the beginning, not this time, but last time, that I was born under a Polish flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she has Polish passport.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after this war, it went back to Ukraine again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when my parents were born, it was Austrian territory.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that's why my dad was in the Austrian army.
Yes, that's right.
As my grandfather was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so the border moved and moved back and forth many
times.
Yes,
it did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm interested with about the Jewish shop owners.
Well, you can fill her in more on that.
The first people that my father and mother were involved with, they were called Shores. They were very, very good to us. My father bought some second-hand furniture from them. And Mr. Shore, they had a store not too far from our house, up top of the street. And Mr. Shore would go up there, come up to that store. He had a couple of ladies working for him. And but on Saturday afternoon, he would go up to the store because he had other stores. And he would come down to my father's place, and he and my father would have a bottle of beer.
Mm-hmm.
They were friends.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just, shopkeeper in a little minor. They were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that went with other Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
They were all very, very good people.
Did this continue after the war?
Oh, yes.
And the other thing is that, remember the miner strikes, and the Jews still continue to give people credit.
To help the miners,
And some of them were never repaid.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
What they used to do is they had like the pads, and they'd write down whatever you got, and it would be so much. But never, ever paid. Never.
And but they continue to.
They continue.
We during the war, Marcia. My mother had sugar and things. They would give us slips like a book.
We call them rations.
Rations.
Have you ever seen any of them ever?
No, I haven't, but I heard about them.
Yeah, we had the rations.
Well, the books had stamps in them. They're like postage stamps, and you could tear one off.
You got so many stamps for sugar.
Every individual in the family, every child owned one.
Yeah.
It wasn't a family thing. Every person in the family had a ration book.
And
you were entitled to so much butter and so much sugar.
Yeah.
And that's what they meant by rationing food.
Yeah.
But we never really needed hours that much.
No. But you were.
And we used to trade hours.
You weren't old enough for.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, he remembers.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
You were born in 1940.
Yeah, so the war went on 45.
Wow, you remember things that well.
Some things.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you where Ma kept them. You know, the cupboard.
Yeah, the little cupboard at your
room. The ration books were on the top shelf of the cupboard. Mm-hmm. I know where. Because when that man used to come over, I think we wanted sugar. And
they used to trade. And
he wanted butter.
Yes.
And Ma would trade.
I think that
so,
was,
sugar was something.
Yeah.
Julia, when she worked at the restaurant, well, at that time, we were small. And remember, in the restaurant, you get those little cubes of sugar. Like, they don't see them anymore. You can still buy cubes. Yeah. And Julia would maybe have a coffee at her work, but the sugar, she'd throw it in her purse, two little lumps, and we'd come home for that sugar.
You were a really good big sister.
She still spoils me.
She's still terrific.
Yeah, but anyway, sometimes we'd actually put jam in our sugar to make it sweet.
Mm.
In our tea.
I see, yeah, yeah.
To make it sweet, because who cares if it has a few little strawberry seeds in it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were some of the names of the other Jewish shop owners? There was the Bernicks.
Hamburgs. Hamburgs.
Yeah.
Cashes, Bernicks, Golds.
Gordon's had two grocery stores. Gordon's.
And the one that's
Marshall's
still there.
Can I ask you about the Rukashins?
Oh, they were another one.
They apparently had furniture or something.
Rukashins furniture store. They had a furniture store.
Oh, yes.
And didn't they have something up on the second level?
There was a second level.
What happened up there?
More furniture.
They had one of the stores that I dealt with. They had wallpaper and paint on the first floor. On top, there was furniture.
Mm-hmm.
That's the store that I dealt with.
I heard that there was a hall, a meeting place upstairs or something in a Rukashin building.
Well, you know, they had
there was a dance hall.
Oh, can you tell me about this, please? This is
great.
I
was never there.
Okay.
Yeah. I was never there.
But whatever you can remember.
But it was a place that used to be pretty rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I heard. That was always a fight there. But I was never, ever there. But I knew about it.
Who would go there then?
Oh, I don't know. Young people.
The downtown people. And we remember, we're not downtowners. We're on the fringes of the town. And remember,
we're in the suburbs.
And remember, we didn't have cars and stuff to run back and forth to town. So you were a downtowner, or you're, like, we were really suburbs.
So dances
got finished at 12 o'clock.
There you go. So.
I read somewhere that concerts or meetings of some kind would take place there.
Well, you know, they did have the, what are those Knights of Columbus and things like that. They owned some of those halls.
Yes.
KOC and the LOC and...
But this one, the upstairs in the Rukashin building, there was some kind of meetings or something that would go on there.
Oh, I don't know. See, that's downtown again.
Whatever went downtown, I know is to go to buy something in one of the stores.
Yeah.
Whatever happened...
See, downtown was a different group of people. Like, it's like... You had, like, on the main street, the doctors, the lawyers, the store owners, they own all those big houses, they were the downtown people because it was fashionable to live in town.
There was also apparently a group of Hungarians in Glace Bay, is that right?
Not too many.
Like we said before, there were three.
I only knew of three families. No, excuse me, there were bolas up on the Walsus Road.
Okay.
They were called bonus.
Bolas.
Did they have a hall or something?
No, I don't think they did.
No Hungarian. They didn't have a hall.
But people, Rukashin, where were they from?
Commercial Street.
Well, they're Jewish, though.
But where were they from originally?
I don't know that.
You know who would know?
No.
Fanny Cohn. She's 103.
Yes.
She lives up here. She's 103. She would know. She's Jewish. Fanny Cohen.
She was just 102 in July.
Yeah, 102, sorry. She's going on 103.
And today is August, what is the date today?
19th.
The 19th of 2010. Mm. Wow.
She's an interesting person.
She is a lovely, lovely person.
She's a
person.
Sweetheart.
My daughter Donna wrote a book, and the day that Donna sent her an invitation for the book signing, and she made sure that Donna got a dozen roses.
On the day she did her book opening.
So then Donna called her and thanked her, and then Donna came out and brought the book to her. And Donna signed it for her, and she was just... It was like she was giving her $1 million.
Oh, that's very nice.
Because she taught Donna in grade primary and grade one.
Oh, that's sweet.
And
she must be so proud of her for doing so well.
She is very, very proud.